Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's another Thanksgiving Day tip from Al Dukes. If you get invited to someone's house for Thanksgiving and they have the balls to ask you to bring something, do what I do. Go out and get yourself a bag or two of Chips Ahoy cookies, but take them out of the package and put them on a nice plate and bring that over. Those ingrates will think you stayed up all night baking them yourself. Just a quick note, that doesn't work with Oreos. No one will believe you baked Oreos. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
That started with Al saying, if someone has the balls to ask you to bring something to Thanksgiving. So, like, you're gonna go over to someone's house who's hosting that has been slaving over the stove for hours and hours making you food, but they would have the balls to ask you to maybe bring a dessert or maybe some green beans
or even a bottle of wine.
I mean, seriously.
Plus, I mean, like, you're getting everything else. Like, you can't pick up the green beans too. I mean, you're already going big food shopping.
You're a terrible guest, man. Just awful.
My sisters don't even ever expect me to bring anything.
So the most underrated part of Tom Izzo's cartoon of the first Thanksgiving that I narrated was...
Yes, Squanto?
Well, Squanto leaving the party.
Yes.
So you really have to watch closely. So when it says the settlers and the native people are partying for 3 days and all of us are together, all the cartoon versions of us are together, if you look at the very back... Al is leaving while everybody is partying.
Goodbye.
Is just perfect if you know anything about Al.
Goodbye.
Social situation.
So the question is, did Izzo know that or did that just happen by accident?
No. He knew that and did right, it on okay. purpose. Yes. So he okay. was he was all over it.
And it's been incorporated before in some of our softball wrap-up videos.
Yeah.
There's a shot of Al Jerry leaving. See ya!
Right.
See ya.
As soon as the last out is recorded, there's just a cloud
Boom,
of smoke. Yeah. So we've got CeeLo in here today.
What's up, fellas?
What's happening,
it's
man?
It's been a while.
Yeah, I know. It's been a long time. Summertime was the last time we saw
you. I think that's right, yeah. I probably last saw you guys on the softball field, actually.
Yeah, probably that last game that we lost. We won every game, but that last damn game, man.
But CeeLo had a good season, though. You had a very good season.
Yeah, I didn't finish strong, though.
Yeah,
last game was rough.
Yeah, I think you were 0-for-4 that game.
But, we had the commissioner's team too. Right where we wanted them. We let them off the hook.
Yeah, we let them off the hook.
That's
and
right.
We knew who they were. They were who we thought they were.
You want to crown them? Crown their ass.
That's right, exactly. But the one thing, where is Jerry, by the way?
Jerry took the day off. He was at the Knicks game last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to the Knicks game.
Have a great Thanksgiving. You get Nordic nut sack.
He left you a message, I guess. Wishing you well.
Well, he just took the day off?
God.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you know, he's got a lot of stuff going on right now. He's got the Cowboy game tomorrow. He had Rutgers the other day.
I got the Cowboy game. I got all that stuff tomorrow.
Have a great Thanksgiving, you a-hole.
But I'm just
That's
saying.
Great. That's
so,
perfect.
The poor guy. He's got vacation days to use. He doesn't know where to use them.
Oh, I have vacation days to use, too.
You'll be using them. Rest assured, you're not leaving any vacation days on the table, right?
I have, though.
You have?
I have, yes.
Oh, okay.
Last year, I left
I
like seven on the table.
Seven?
Yes.
Wow.
No shot.
why would you? You have no idea what my contract says. I had 7 days that I didn't use last year. All right?
Alrighty.
And they don't carry over. That's the bad thing.
Eddie, this is one of Eddie's things.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
This is one of Eddie's things. So, like, I remember one time he opened up a drawer by his office and goes, oh, look, another Boomer vacation day.
Gobble, gobble, everybody.
Yeah, I'm
you know
sure
what, just for that now, I'm going to use them all, Eddie.
No, don't do that. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I'm using them all.
I didn't come close to using them all last year. No way. Or this year, rather. Didn't even come close.
No?
Yeah, well, there's a reason for that.
No, I know.
Plus,
right.
Plus, you have all those baby days. I think you could take off.
Right.
Oh yeah,
Paternity.
You could actually be off. Start your Christmas break now.
Yeah.
That
legitimately,
is true.
Yeah.
No, that is true.
Oh, yeah.
What, do they give you 12 weeks now or something?
I think six.
Six.
Yeah. Paid.
I think it grew with the Entercom merger. I think it might even be more.
And it doesn't have to be consecutive either. You can kind of pick
We just got our first handbook. I'll have to take a look at it.
Right.
A year after the merger.
Thumbing through that.
Yeah, let's read from it later like the Mets broadcast did. Right?
Yes.
Read from the media guide.
I like it. We should get the corporate guide and read from it.
Right.
God.
Why not?
Why not?
Some companies now are giving you time off if you get a new puppy.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It's called paternity leave?
Paternity leave. Because you need the bond with the puppy when you first get the dog.
That's right.
I need Boomer's thoughts on that.
We never had a dog with balls. Jeez. Your dog should not have balls.
Okay.
You know Boomer's thoughts on that. Do you need Boomer's thoughts on that?
I want to hear them, but he's going to be very careful.
I know Boomer's thoughts on that.
Yeah, he's biting his tongue.
Yeah, you know what my thoughts are, so I don't need to verbalize them.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Fine.
All right.
What do you got, CeeLo?
Do your job.
No days off. I mean, what leads to Super Bowls and what leads to championships?
Working hard, man.
And working hard feels good.
Yeah, that's right.
Doesn't it?
That feels great.
Who said that, Gio?
David Quinn.
That's exactly right. And what's tonight, Gio? I'm Gio.
Whatever your name is.
CeeLo.
He's calling me Gio.
Tonight, CeeLo?
Rangers Islanders at the Garden.
That's right. Who's playing goalie for us?
Alexander Georgiev.
All right, let's go, man. The Russian Rocket. Come on.
I got to have it. Lundqvist gets a little break from playing the Islanders because it hasn't worked out so well.
Somebody they used to call, I think, Pavel Bure.
That's correct, yes.
The Russian Rocket.
A goalie can't be a rocket.
We had him for like 3 weeks. He was awesome, and then he got hurt.
Yes, story of his career,
right?
Unfortunately,
can't seem to find the right Russian, so maybe this guy is
right. Let's hope so. Let's let Lundqvist finish his career, and then we can have the right Russian slide
in. I think
in
the
and
right Russian's probably playing in the KHL.
You're the only person interested.
Shut up.
Give us the rest of the sports.
All right,
here,
brought to you by the rest. We haven't even done anything. Brought to you by the Winters Bros Waste Systems. I understand.
In the update.
Trust me, it's all the way at the end. Long Island's number one choice for all your waste collection and recycling needs. Visit wintersbros.com. And here you go. The key line from Darrell Revis with Joe and Evan yesterday here on The Fan. The fateful 2015 season finale, Jets-Bills up in Buffalo with a playoff berth on the line for Revis and the Jets.
I feel we came out and we felt that we had the game already won.
Oh my God.
I love the Joe reaction. As if that was some, you know, Joe's only been saying that since the morning after the game. I don't know why he needed Revis to confirm that for him. But
there's a video of this, by the way, that you can watch that was posted on Twitter at WFAN.com. And just watching the two of them during this is great. Because first of all, you can only see the top of Evan's head because he sits on the ground like a child. And then Joe is just sitting there nodding, pissed off. You know, and then looking around, he's just ready to kill somebody. Right, it is. It is a tremendous visual.
Yes. So indirect shot at Todd Bowles and his staff there, and then Revis even went out of his way to compliment the opposing head coach that day.
You're dealing with, you know, Rex Ryan on the other end, who I know during that whole week of preparation, I know he got his guys, you know, revved up to spoil, you know, our playoff run.
And the same Revis who was torched by Sammy Watkins all day in that game. Jets haven't been quite the same ever since, and we did learn that the following season after they brought Ryan Fitzpatrick back at the 11th hour. They got the team back together, another shot at the playoffs, actually beat the Bills at home week 2 Thursday nighter, but the following week was the Fitzpatrick 6 interception game in Kansas City. That was also the beginning of the Brandon Marshall, Sheldon Richardson feud, and Revis says they never recovered from that.
I've never been a part of anything like that. As a captain, it was devastating, and I kind of knew in a sense that this was going to be a very long season.
That was week 3, and then they pretty much waved the white flag after that. And I can tell you that locker room was not a fun place to be in, Revis included.
But it also came down to a Ryan Fitzpatrick interception.
Yeah,
I mean the game went all the way down. I think it was trying to hit Eric Decker, I believe.
The whole second half was a disaster. I mean, they got into the red zone so many times in that game.
And could not come away with the touchdown.
Six, and every time they got down there, he'd throw a pick. I think it ended up like 24-3. But, yeah, the game was close for a while. They had ample chances to win the game.
Was it 24-3?
I think it was, something like that. It ended up one-sided because he threw six picks.
It was like 22-17.
Was it? All right.
It was 22-17.
22-17?
Yeah, and they couldn't score in the fourth quarter, and they got all the way down there. And he tried to hit Eric Decker in the middle seam. I'll never forget it. And he threw the interception. You know, it's like Ryan Fitzpatrick is like all or nothing. It's unbelievable.
Yep. How does something like that linger the entire season, though? I mean, honestly, guys can't forget. It affects the rest of the locker room so much between a fight between two players on different sides of the ball.
And you would think, I mean, their lockers weren't near each other that season. Just keep them separate and move on. They don't even play on the same side of the ball.
I mean, Brandon Marshall, I worked with him at Showtime, and he was great working there because it wasn't a football game or anything else. And, you know, Brandon has never been on a playoff team, and he was in the midst of having a great season for the Jets. I mean, he had big numbers and everything else, and he probably felt like, you know, he was the senior person in the locker room. And, you know, I'm sure they had issues personality-wise, and, you know, even Brandon has said that he's like – got issues personality-wise.
Yeah.
Like, he's admitted that, and so he's not the easiest guy to deal with. But.
And Richardson, even to this day, anytime, they just don't get along. They never did, and for whatever reason, that's what apparently KO'd the team that year. Seems like a convenient excuse, but that's the way it worked out. Current Jets get the Patriots Sunday off their bye and the ass-kicking from the Titans in Week 10, so that should be fun for the Jets against New England on Sunday. Sam Darnold, hopeful he can return from his foot injury. First official injury report of the week coming later today. As for the Giants, they'll try to make it 3 in a row, traveling down to Philadelphia to face the struggling Eagles. Odell Beckham Jr. has been outspoken about possibly running the table. Even Pat Shurmur admits they're not dead just yet.
No, we're not. And we really can't really think beyond Philadelphia.
No, of course not.
But, it's fun.
Shurmur with Mike here on The Fan. And just to paint the picture down in Philly right now, Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins, outspoken yesterday, pointed to a lack of fight out of some of his teammates in the blowout loss to the Saints Sunday, called it embarrassing, said the demeanor of the team really bothered him. It's kind of hard to believe they won a Super Bowl a couple
of months
ago. Maybe
that coach is not getting them prepared properly. Oh, but then they won a Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, right. Well, now they're going to be a galvanized group facing the Giants who need to win every game the rest of the way.
There
so.
You go. Around the league, Ryan Tannehill to return from his shoulder injury, start for the Dolphins against the Colts Sunday. Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky up in the air for tomorrow against the Lions with a shoulder injury of his own. Here's head coach Matt Nagy.
I'm saying cautiously optimistic, but I can't make any promises. I hope he does, but it's at a day-to-day thing for us.
Did not practice Tuesday. Chase Daniel would start in his place. Oof. If Trubisky can't go, obviously would be a blow for the Bears, who are in first place, winners of 4 in a row. Let's see if you can name this voice. It's
okay.
A very short clip.
Gotcha.
See what you got.
Absolutely. Obviously.
One more time.
That sounds like Brian Cashman.
Yeah,
it's
very Cashman, good. Yeah. See, when I first heard that, I thought it sounded more like Aaron Boone.
Huh.
Oh, let me hear it again.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Obviously.
Maybe he was doing his Boone voice
he
does when he pulls the strings, and he just forgot to get out of it.
I don't know if you knew this, CeeLo. We had Aaron Boone in here.
Yes.
You know, and Eddie wants to play, you know, the puppet master and all this other stuff. And I'm like, Jesus, Eddie, come on. Can we just give the guy a chance to sit down and just have a nice conversation?
But I talked G into mentioning it, that did not. He bristled.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I was in the building later that day for an afternoon shift. It was very nice. They brought some pizzas in, I guess, because Boone was here and did something in the performance studio.
They brought pizza. Is in for Boone?
I guess because he was in. Yeah, he did some interview over in the performance studio.
Oh my God, pizza's for Boone.
Pizza. He's a manager of the Yankees. He gets as much free food as
he
wants.
Right. So the pizzas were in the newsroom.
We got nothing.
All right.
I mean, they're giving him cars all over the place.
Yeah, gots.
We get gots. Right.
Point being, as usual around here, strolled in around noon, like 4 pizza boxes in the newsroom, empty.
Oh, of course.
Gone.
Yeah.
Of course.
Pizza's for Boone. What a joke.
What should they have gotten him? Nothing?
Yeah, nothing. You didn't need anything. You kidding me?
Okay. Seems like a sushi guy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I could see that. For sure.
Yeah, he does. Very thin. Very fit. Didn't you feel like he was fit?
Yeah, he'd get that sushi, the sashimi, where it's not even
rice,
on top of rice.
Meal, nothing, right. Just piece of
still
piece
flopping
of
on you.
Does he even need food, though?
A real boy. Am I a real boy?
No.
No.
What else you got?
Okay, so that was Brian Cashman with Mike here on The Fan, and that was his response to Mike asking if they're looking for more starting pitching after the trade with Seattle for James Paxton. So still very much in the market for some additional arms.
Paxton was great with CMB. Did you hear him?
Yeah, he was. Awesome. He was really good.
We'll get to that in a second.
They did a great job with him yesterday.
They did. Here's what Drew Cashman of the Yanks to the 30-year-old veteran.
Well, obviously left-handed for the New York Yankees. That speaks to itself. But
agreed.
Obviously. Yeah, big arm.
A bit of an injury history that comes along with him. No major arm issues or surgeries, more of the soft tissue variety. Paxton, here he is with CMB.
Soft tissue.
That's right. Hoping that all of that is behind him now.
I work really hard. I put everything I've got into this thing. And I think I'm hopefully running out of things to have to remedy.
He's only pitched in Seattle at the big league level. He's from Canada, but well aware of what comes with playing in the Big Apple.
New York expects to win, and if you're not number one, you know, if you're not first, you're the worst.
Now, do we think he misquoted Ricky Bobby there, or Reese Bobby from Talladega Nights, or that's his own saying? If you're not first,
you're the worst.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or was he just coming up with his own? If you're not first, you're the worst.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know him enough to really.
Well, take a guess.
Thank God he didn't go with all those New York cliches, right? Like, boy, the Big Apple. You know, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Right? It was kind of bordering
streets,
on that, but, yeah.
Concrete jungle.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I know I'm not going to be sleeping in that city because, you know, it's a city that never sleeps. So, I mean, I tell you, right, start spreading the news, right, guys?
Yeah.
Like that, I'd just be like, trade them back.
Not easy to play.
Fail the physical.
Not easy to play in the concrete jungle.
Right. It's a difficult place.
We shouldn't have to play I'm Coming Home. That's for sure. You know, thank God for that.
Adrian Beltre announced his retirement, 21 seasons with the Dodgers, Mariners, Red Sox, and Rangers, member of the 3,000 Hit Club, likely a future Hall of Famer. With his retirement, your boy Bartolo Colon is the lone remaining player to have played in the 20th century. So we're all getting old. That's the takeaway there, I guess.
All right, is that it?
I mean, I can keep going, but I feel like I'm out of time.
Yeah, Rangers Islanders tonight, right?
Well, we covered that at the top, yes.
Well, you got to say it again.
Rangers Islanders on the Islanders Hockey Network on radio.com at 7 o'clock, and the Devils play the Canadians. There you go.
All right, thanks, CeeLo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.